You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
The question isn't when people started gifting things, but when people started saying that they were gifting things.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
This week's topic has to do with a post I saw on Reddit a few weeks back. It had to do with that woman in Chicago who paid for homeless people to stay in a hotel during the deep freeze. She was a guest on The Ellen Show, and someone posted the clip from the show with the headline, "Ellen gifts $50,000 to Candace Payne, a Chicago woman, blah, 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 blah." Well, in the comments, somebody wanted to know, when did give the verb give way to gift the noun becoming the verb? And I thought that was a good question.
It's a great question. And I think, like the person who posted that question, there's this way in which gift as a verb feels pretty modern. Does it feel that way to you?
It does feel modern. It feels like a recent thing.
And it's not.
Of course. I should always go with the opposite of my instinct.
Exactly. Nope. We've got, about 400 years of gift as a verb. The Oxford English Dictionary has evidence of it back into the 17th century. Here's an example from 1639. This comes from Scotland, and a lot of the early examples are from Scotland. "The recovery of a parcel of ground which the Queen had gifted to Marjorie Levenston." And that to me feels very modern, like had gifted to her. The verb's been around then, so for a few hundred years, meaning to hand over as a present. Now, of course, there is a useful distinction between give and gift, because you can give things that are not gifts.
Well, I could give you a parking ticket.
That's exactly right. Or you could give me thanks, or you could give me what you owe me, which isn't a gift. So there is a way in which gift is helpful. But the people who don't like gift as a verb really don't like gift as a verb. And here's an example from The Atlantic, 2014, an article by Megan Garber. And she says, "Gifting is the moist of the action word world. Not all of us hate it, but those of us who do so with a fervor that is excessive and irrational and, language being what it is, 100% correct."
That is really intense.
Now, she goes on to talk about how this verb, which of course has been around a long time, got a new life in the 1920s when, in the U.S., we saw the introduction of the gift tax. And once we were taxing gifting, people started talking about gifting. We then see in the 1980s and 90s, gifting takes off, which is why I think it feels more new to us. It's been around a long time, but in terms of being common in public discourse, that is more recent. And then in 1995, there was a Seinfeld episode about regifting.
That's such a good one. It was a label maker, right?
That's exactly right. And it was regifted. And the show is about this question of regifting. And that may have helped gifting with its momentum to have it then have regifting again as part of the popular discourse.
Well, I'm actually okay with gift as a verb. So I'm just going to go ahead and say thank you for once again gifting us your language knowledge. Have a good Sunday.
You too.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.